biopic of trans MMA fighter Fallon Fox in the works. By Warner Todd Houston on April 22, 2021. Mark Gordon Pictures is preparing a biographical movie about Fallon Fox, the MMA's first transgender fighter. The film is set to be produced by Mark Gordon, Bonnie Chance Roberts, and John Papsidera, with Fallon Fox serving as a consultant on the project, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Fallon Fox is a remarkable woman and athlete who has withstood and achieved so much in her life and whose story is far too little known. She is a universal, living icon of strength and persistence. It is a true honor to work with her and the indomitable writing team of T and Allison Cooper, to bring her experiences more to light and to share her with the world, Roberts said of the project. I've had a great time so far working with the producers and writers bringing this story to life, and I hope this film sheds some light on the topic of trans athletes in sports. This story needs to be told now more than ever, Fox added. Fox's story was featured in the documentary Game Face, which highlighted the stories of American LGBT athletes. Watch below. Fox initially joined the women's MMA category without revealing that she was born a man. As victories began mounting, Fox was threatened with being outed as transgender. So in 2013 the fighter went public with her transgender status. Fallon has faced controversy for consistently overpowering opponents and even severely injuring them. Fallon has twice broken an opponent's skull to win a match. The fighter's power and strength are so overpowering that one former opponent said that it just isn't fair to allow Fox to compete against biological women. I've fought a lot of women and have never felt the strength that I felt in a fight as I did that night, MMA fighter Tamika Brent said, recounting her experience fighting Fox. I can't answer whether it's because she was born a man or not because I'm not a doctor. I can only say, I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right. I still disagree with Fox fighting. Any other job or career, I say have a go at it. But when it comes to a combat sport, I think it just isn't fair. The movie comes on the heels of a growing number of states that have moved to ban athletes born as men from competing against biological females in local school and university sports programs. Arkansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Mississippi are among the states that have already passed such restrictions. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.